Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with our headlines.
Palace shock City at the Etihad.
Crystal Palace beat Manchester City 3-2 at the Etihad in this season's biggest shock result so far. It looked like business as usual when Ilkay Gundogan put City ahead in the first half, but back came Palace with 2 goals in 2 minutes. In the second half, Palace extended their lead and a Kevin De Bruyne consolation goal was not enough for the hosts. It was Palace's first win at City for 28 years.
Liverpool go clear at the top.
Liverpool moved 4 points clear at the top of the table after a 2-0 win away at Wolves. Mohamed Salah inspired the Reds to victory with a goal in the first half and an assist for Virgil van Dijk in the second.
Spurs turn on the style at Everton.
Tottenham won 6-2 away at Everton and are very much in the Premier League title race. 2 goals each for Harry Kane and Song Hyun-min and 1 each from Christian Eriksen and Dele Alli saw Tottenham record their biggest win of the season.
A big weekend of Premier League matches, but the week's biggest Premier League news was Manchester United parting company with Jose Mourinho. Mourinho left United after 2.5 years at the club.
He has been replaced with a fan favourite. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be the caretaker manager until the end of the season.
Solskjaer scored 126 goals in 10 years as a United player, and the caretaker manager got off to a winning start last weekend, a 5-1 win at Cardiff.
It was the first time United had scored 5 in a Premier League match since Alex Ferguson was manager.
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our 6 words and phrases this week are caretaker manager, to part company with, to record, an assist, host, and business as usual.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the caretaker manager for Manchester United. A caretaker manager is someone who takes charge on a temporary basis. He's not the permanent manager. That decision will be taken at the end of the season.
Manchester United have parted company with Jose Mourinho. To part company with someone means to end a relationship with someone. It's used in football English as a polite way of saying someone has left or lost their job.
Spurs recorded their biggest win of the season. It means to write down or keep information for the future.
Listen to this sentence. Spurs recorded their biggest win of the season. It's a record.
Record can be a verb or record can be a noun. Listen again. How does the pronunciation change? Spurs recorded their biggest win of the season. It's a record.
The next word is assist. This is a noun to describe the action that helped make the goal. For example, passing the ball to a player who scored. Assist can be used as a verb too, but not usually when we're talking about football.
Kevin De Bruyne's goal was not enough for the hosts.
A host is a person or organisation that invites guests to their house or event. When a football club plays at home, they are the hosts, while the other team are the visitors or guests.
Our final phrase is business as usual. This is a phrase we use when things are continuing as they always do. City usually win, so when City scored first, a commentator might say it's business as usual.
Have a think about these phrases and see if you can use any of them in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
Right, every week we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. There were some good performances in the Premier League last weekend. Mesut Ozil was back in the team for Arsenal. Jamie Vardy got the winner for Leicester at Chelsea. Paul Pogba was back to his best for Manchester United, and the whole Crystal Palace team played well against Manchester City.
But our Player of the Week is Son Heung-min for Tottenham Hotspur. 2 goals and 2 assists in a 6-2 away win for your team. You don't get better than that.
What about our Team of the Week? A really difficult choice this week. Manchester United's performance against Cardiff was fantastic, as was Leicester's win at Chelsea and Tottenham's win at Everton.
But we've got to go for Crystal Palace. A 3-2 win at Manchester City. No one would have predicted that result before kickoff.
Finally, Goal of the Week. This came down to a choice between Andros Townsend's volley for Crystal Palace and Anthony Martial's goal for Manchester United against Cardiff.
We've chosen Martial's goal as Goal of the Week. It was a fabulous one-touch passing move. A great team goal.
Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
This week, we want you to predict the results of 2 matches. One match for Match Week 19 and another for Match Week 20.
Let's make 2 quick predictions.
Okay, Match Week 19 sees Manchester City go to Leicester City. It could be another difficult match for City after that Palace defeat. Leicester won at Chelsea last weekend and will want to win in front of their own fans and against Riyad Mahrez. I'm actually going to go for a draw in this one. I think it'll finish 1-1.
I think City will win 2-0.
Match Week 20 sees Liverpool take on Arsenal.
Yes, Liverpool take on Arsenal. Oof, a really difficult match this one for Liverpool. I can't really see anything other than an Arsenal win. I think it'll finish 3-0 to the Gunners.
Very funny. A solid home win. 2-0 to Liverpool.
We will see. Make your predictions on the page below. You get 1 point if you predict the right result, and 3 points if you predict the right score.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you have enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.